life, and the one was quite unlike the other. The first, when I was learning to write, the second before I took thy mother, when I saw a terrible vision, and regarding them I prayed to the Lord. I had laid me down in the house of my grandfather Mahalel, when I saw in a vision how the heaven collapsed and was borne off, and I fell to the earth. And when it fell to the earth, I saw how the earth was swallowed up in a great abyss, and mountains were suspended on mountains, and hills sank down on hills, and high trees were rent from their stems, and hurled down and sunk in the abyss. And thereupon a word fell into my mouth, and I lifted up my voice to cry aloud, and I said, the earth is destroyed. And my grandfather Mahalal waked me and said, as I lay near him, and said unto me, why dost thou cry so, my son, and why dost thou make such lamentation? And I recounted to him the whole vision which I had seen, and he said unto me, oh, what terrible thing hast thou seen, my son, and of grave moment is thy dream vision as to the secrets of all the sins of earth. It must sink into the abyss and be destroyed with a great destruction. And now, my son, arise and make petition to the Lord of glory, since thou art a believer, that a remnant may remain on the earth, and that he may not destroy the whole earth. My son, from heaven at all this will come upon the earth, and upon the earth therein will be great destruction. After that I arose, and prayed, and implored, and besought, and wrote down my prayers for the generations of the world. And I will show everything to thee, my son Methuselah. And when I had gone forth below and seen the heaven, and the sun rising in the east, and the moon setting in the west, and a few stars, and the whole earth, and everything as he had known it in the beginning, then I blessed the Lord of judgment, and extolled him, because he had made the sun to go forth from the window of the east, and he ascended and rose on the face of the heaven, and set out and kept traversing the path shown unto him. And I lifted up my hands in righteousness, and blessed the Holy and Great One, and spake with the breath of my mouth, and with the tongue of flesh, which God has made for the children of the flesh of men, that they should speak therewith. And he gave them breath, and a tongue, and a mouth, that they should speak therewith. Blessed be thou, O Lord King, great and mighty in thy greatness, Lord of the whole creation of the heaven, King of kings and God of the whole world. And thy power and kingship and greatness abide forever and ever, and throughout all generation thy dominion. And all the heavens are thy throne forever, and the whole earth thy footstool forever and ever. For thou hast made, and thou rulest all things, and nothing is too hard for thee. Wisdom depart not from the place of thy throne, nor turns away from thy presence. And thou knowest and seest and hearest everything, and there is nothing hidden from thee, for thou seest everything. And now the angels of thy heaven are guilty of trespass, and upon the flesh of men abideth thy wrath until the great day of judgment. And now, O God and Lord and great King, I implore and beseech thee to fulfill my prayer, to leave me a posterity on earth, and not destroy all the flesh of man, and make the earth without inhabitant, so that there should be an eternal destruction. And now, my Lord, destroy from the earth the flesh which has aroused thy wrath, but the flesh of righteousness and uprightness established as a plant of the eternal seed. And hide not thy face from the prayer of thy servant, O Lord. And after this I saw another dream, and I will show the whole dream to thee, my son. Second dream vision of Enoch, the history of the world to the founding of the Messianic kingdom. And Enoch lifted up his voice and spake to his son Methuselah. To thee, my son, will I speak. Hear my words, incline thine ear to the dream vision of thy father. Before I took thy mother, Edna, I saw in a vision on my bed, and behold, a bull came forth from the earth, Adam. And that bull was white, and after it came forth a heifer. And along with this came forth two bulls, one of them black and the other red. That would be Cain and Abel. And that black bull gored the red one and pursued him over the earth, and thereupon I could no longer see that red bull, but that black bull grew, and that heifer went with him, and I saw that many oxen proceeded from him, which resembled and followed him. And that cow, the first one, that would be Eve, went from the presence of that first bull in order to seek that red one, but found him not, and lamented with a great lamentation over him, and sought him. And I looked till that first bull, Adam, came to her and quieted her, and from that time onward she cried no more. And after that she bore another white bull, Seth, and after him she bore many bulls and black cows. And I saw in my sleep that white bull likewise grow and become a great white bull. And from him proceeded many white bulls, and they resembled him. And they began to beget many white bulls, which resembled them, one following the other. The fall of the angels and the demoralization of mankind. And again I saw with mine eyes as I slept, and I saw the heaven above, and behold, a star fell from heaven, and it arose and eat and pasture amongst these oxen. And after that I saw the large and the black oxen, and behold, they all changed their stalls and pastures and their cattle, and began to live with each other. And again I saw in the vision, and looked towards the heaven, and behold, I saw many stars descend and cast themselves down from heaven to that first star. And they became bulls among those cattle, and pastured with them, and I looked at them and saw, and behold, they all let out their privy members, like horses, and began to cover the cows of the oxen. And they all became pregnant and bare elephants, camels, and asses. And all the oxen feared them, and were affrighted at them, and began to bite with their teeth, and to devour and to gore with their horns. And they began, moreover, to devour those oxen. And behold, all the children of the earth began to tremble and quake before them, and to flee from them. The advent of the seventh archangels. And again I saw how they began to gore each other, and to devour each other, and the earth began to cry aloud. And I raised mine eyes again to heaven, and I saw in the vision, and behold, there came forth from heaven beings who were like white men. And four went forth from that place, and three with them. And those three that had last come forth grasped me by my hand, and took me up away from the generations of the earth, and raised me up to a lofty place, and showed me a tower raised high above the earth. And all the hills were lower. And one said unto me, Remain here till thou seest everything that befalls those elephants, camels, and asses, and the stars, and the oxen, and all of them. the punishment of the fallen angels by the archangels. And I saw one of those four who had come forth first, and he seized that first star which had fallen.